Hello, this is Mark from Marvel. How can I help you?
Hey, Mark. Good afternoon. This is John with Local Splash. I don't know if you remember, I spoke with you this morning.
Yeah, I did. I just got home, John. I haven't had to talk to Christine.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk to her a little bit while she's...
Okay.
She's so busy, but she can listen to you, John. So
okay.
John is a data provider.
We're a Google partner. We're a Google partner. In short, Christine, we're partnered with Google. Our company is called Local Splash. We're out of Southern California. We're right next to Google Building 1, which is in Irvine, California.
Okay.
But we were reaching out to Mark about listing his company on the first page of the Google search results for the services he provides. We actually had an opening in your guys' area, and he fit the qualified candidates list, or he made it onto the qualified candidates list. So Google will provide us with a list of people that they feel are eligible for placement in their area when a spot opens up. And then my reps, he was originally contacted by one of my representatives. They go down that list until we find the guy to fill the spot. So when I was speaking with him, I seemed interested, but he said, hey, I got to talk to my daughter, so.
I am interested. It's just we're actually in the middle of working on our website right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not.
Web built.
Sorry, is it?
Yeah, let Don tell you. You got
to
give her all the details, Doc.
Yeah, yeah. So a website would be included at no additional cost if you guys needed it. If you want to stick with the one that you guys are already working on, that's totally fine. We could use that too. We just attach the domain to the Google Business Profile. But the major benefit to you in this, Christine, is that you get the first page placement. Because even if we put you up there with no site, which we could do, that's really what's going to get the customers. For your dad and for the company, it's going to put you guys in position to have the people see you at the moment that they're looking up what he does, and then contact him directly. Also, see his reviews and things of that nature. So, we also
okay.
Google verify the listing too. So, it's a huge credibility factor for people considering him.
Could we connect an Angie's List account?
Yeah, you can hyperlink Angie's List. Yeah, you can. Like,
yeah.
We can have it attached to, like, the, not the Google Business Profile, but you can have it attached to the website. So if they click on the website and they want to, like, click on the Home Advisor link, it'll take them there. But we do want to build up his own Google reviews and not necessarily, and this is my personal opinion. You guys can keep using it if you want, Christine, but I feel like after, you know, a couple months of this, you'll probably wind up leaving Angie's List. I know it's still new to you guys, but they do get their leads from Google. Like, they're on the first page of Google. But the problem is they resell the leads to you. So, like, the leads that you get from them, they don't just go to you. They'll go to, like, two or three other people, and they charge you the lead fees even if you don't get the job. It's pay per lead, not pay per job. So there's going to be times you're paying for leads that don't turn into business. If we list you independently, which is what we're trying to do here, that's not a problem anymore. You know, people can just call you directly off the first page of Google, which is what most of them do. You know, they'll be able to see your dad's company as its own independent thing with its reviews and call you guys directly as a live call. So now you're not paying for every lead, whether you get it or not.
Okay.
You get a lot more bang for your buck, too. Like, this service, it's $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. If you allotted that kind of budget to Home Advisor, you guys would burn through it in, like, a week or two. And that's just like 10 leads, you'll go through that super quick. So this, I mean, we put you up there. You're up there all the time, specifically for the services he provides, right? They have to type in those services in order to get his information. And then if you guys get 100 calls, 100 leads, bill's the same. You don't have to worry about it going up or changing on you.
Okay, that is a good tactic. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cutting out
so
the middleman.
Yeah, this is interesting. You know, we have to talk about it still, and sorry, I haven't heard of this before, so this is like the first time. So
here, let me show you actually. It'll make a lot more sense. You get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Give me 1 second. 1 second. Okay. Add like his co-manager, Christine. Okay, here you go. And then we'll go, this is pricing for the state of Florida. Contract. contractors. Okay, so I'm sending you the pricing page, so that way you can see everything. I'll also send you our Google Partner badge and our reviews, so that way you know you're talking to the right people.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you for that information.
Yep. But that's definitely a huge deciding factor. But what I wanted to show you, and the reason I was following up with him, is because we do have, like, availability in your area, right? And we have to have an opening in your industry in order to even put you on that first page. Like, if you look up any service that he provides, if you just typed in, like, remodeling contractor or major renovations or renovating contractor, there's going to be that map, and there's only three guys next to it. So we only have one spot open. And so the reason I was circling back with him today was he was interested. He wanted to have you involved in the conversation, but we're actively looking to fill it. Once we fill that spot or one of our reps fills that spot, they close out the category. We can't even put you on the first page anymore. So all the other stuff is kind of redundant without that. That's the moneymaker, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what I was trying to show you with that pricing page is that the package that I'm offering him at $299, it might seem like a lot at $10 a day, but it normally costs $599. So it's usually $20 a day on average, and then it's usually a setup fee of $299. So normally the initial...
Like either one or the other one.
I'm sorry. We're kind of...
Sorry.
No, that's fine. And that's a real statement that she just made. Your marketing budget's only going to stretch so far. And you don't want to – I guess this is what I should say. It's like the Google advertising is not something you could get every day. Home Advisor by Angie's List, if your money's green, you could go sign up for it later. So if you guys tried this for the next 2 months and you did decide that you wanted to go back to buying leads, which I highly doubt will happen, but if you were, you could always go back to that and continue to buy leads from that platform. But it might be another 6 or 9 months before we'll be able to put you on the first page of Google, maybe even longer, depending on if the competitors in your area hold on to the spot for a long period of time.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad is interested. He says that he wants to do it.
Yeah, I gave him a deal that's half price too. So if there's ever a time to try it, it's like we have the opening, and then I'm also getting you know, a $600 package for $299 month to month also. So if you guys don't like it, you can back out. There's no cancellation fee or anything, but I'm really banking on you guys wanting this as your long-term marketing solution.
Right. How long does that promotion last?
As long as you're with us, I'm locking in at that rate. So there are other things I could upgrade you to in the future, though. You know, like if you wanted to do Google Ads, this one covers up to a 40-mile radius. So if he ever gets to a point where he expands and says he wants more traffic, then, you know, obviously we could do a bigger deal. But as far as this local listing, it would stay $299 month to month as long as you're with us.
And what zip code is this local listing based on?
Well, there's a pin. So I don't know if I mentioned that to you earlier. So everybody sorry.
Where's my pin at? Where do you have me?
Well, they sent it to you in the mail, but the address we had was in Fort Myers. It was 33912 zip code.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
12210. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we had you when they put you on the qualified candidates list. It's 12200 Cannon Lane.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. And so from there, you get up to 40 miles. You could shrink it, too. Sometimes I run into guys where they're just like, okay, it's too much. Let's just keep it, like, within 20 miles, you know? So
yeah,
that's
I'm
kind of
running 40 miles north and 40 miles south.
Perfect.
And with Angie's List, was looking to really concentrate in North Naples.
Okay. I think we could touch on that, right? That's within 40 miles?
It's right at that line, yeah.
Yeah. At the line.
So there'll be a client interview. So if you guys say, yeah, you want to do it, I'll create the account and set it up and secure that spot for you. But then tomorrow we'll do an interview with you, and then they'll go over the exact service area. We'll kind of cookie cutter it. They'll go over the keywords with you, and that way we're listing you for the right thing. All the calls that come through are in those areas and looking for those services. And then we'll get started on the site, too, if you want to use that site, or I don't know if you bought that domain and you want to stick with the one you got, but they'll walk you through it. So. Pretty easy process.
Yeah, we're going to stay with the domain.
Okay. What's the domain name that you have?
Yeah, thank you, John. Thanks for helping us out with this.
Yeah, of course. And then I'll add you too, Christine. Like, if you guys are moving forward, I'll add her as the manager, and then you'll have full access to it too. There's also a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app. So if you want to help your dad and, like, be able to track, like, which jobs are coming in specifically from being on the first page of Google and get a good idea on what we're bringing to the table for you guys each month, you'll have full access to that too. You could also request Google reviews from the customers. So when he finishes jobs, you could just punch in their numbers, send them a link to the Google business profile, and we could start building up your guys' Google reviews too.
Okay, awesome.
So are we all on board?
Yep.
All right. So let me create the account for you. On the first page of Google, Mark, we can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your last name? Is it Marvoy, like the business?
No, it's Orlando, O-R-L-A-N-D-O. It's Mark with a C, M-A-R-C.
Okay. Yeah, I had that part.
And then Orlando.
Okay. For some reason, I just assumed that Marvoy was your last name.
No, it's just a play on my name.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what's the primary email address? I'm going to send everything in writing because of the discounts that I gave you. And then I'll also send over the invoice receipt so you guys can write it off as a business expense later.
Yes. Can you put two email addresses in?
For this, it's just one as like the business, but I can like CC somebody on the other one if you want me to send it to her too.
Yeah, but for me, it's Mark, M-A-R-C.
Uh-huh.
At Marvoy, M-A-R-V-O-Y, .com.
Okay. And then you had one for Christine as well?
Yep, it's Christine, my first name, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay.
And then at Marvoy.com.
Okay, perfect. You guys do that through Gmail?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Outlook,
okay. Yeah, usually those custom ones a lot of the time are Gmail, but I think Outlook started doing that recently too in the past couple years.
Yeah, we haven't been going at it very long.
Yeah, it's newer. They're trying to catch up. All right, and then I'll go Eastern. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday fully closed?
Yes.
Okay, you got it.
That's my catch-up day.
I got you. I waived that setup fee because of your service, Mark. I didn't really touch on that with Christine, but you have veteran-owned and operated all over your online listing, so I just kind of did that already.
Awesome.
Yep. No, we appreciate it. I got my brother, he went to Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a Tomahawk. He's like 1st Infantry. I think it was like 23rd or 26th Regiment. But he's 6 years over there. He has some pretty bad PTSD, let me tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, but that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's part of it. You know, my cousin also was serving around the same time. He was doing CAS evac, so I think I don't know which one of them is messed up worse. You know, but they're big, strong guys, but they just, you know, sometimes the memories kind of creep up on you. So, all right. So I got your profile squared away. Now this client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case you guys have any extra questions. We just want to make sure that everybody fully understands what we're doing here and nothing's getting lost in translation. So, what's a good time tomorrow?
Actually late.
Late? Like this time?
Yeah, what's the latest you can schedule it?
6 and 7, like this time tomorrow? We're at the end of our day here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll send you a text about 5 o'clock, just as a reminder. And then if anything changes, yeah, no problem. If anything changes, just let me know though. You know, I could always reschedule,
awesome.
But we want to get that going.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, trust me. We need it to work for you guys. Cause if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid next month. So, yeah, we're pretty thorough. It's not like what you're doing now where they just kind of set it and forget it, you know? We want you guys to make money so we can make money too, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we got you. The partnership. All right, so client interview and then market.
So, John, this is Jen. This is Mark's wife and Christine's mom. How are you?
Hi, Jen. I'm doing good. How are you?
So we're good. I'm good. Thanks for the family here, I guess.
Yeah.
But I know a little bit about, you know, rankings and whatnot, and I'm interested to know how will you be picking the keywords for for him, or how does that work?
Well, you could join us for that. I mean, that's going to be during the client interview. So we're going to pull Google Analytics. Have you heard of that before?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, so we're a Google partner. We're right next to the Google headquarters, but we have access to the Google Analytics. So when I create this account, I'm going to send it over to our team, and they're actually going to pull, like, the top recommended keywords for his industry. And then we'll have some recommendations, but you guys got final say on everything.
Okay, I was just wondering how that was going to go. All right, that sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, we want to get him in position, or like, at least like find some keywords that are going to put him in position to get as many job opportunities as possible.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the goal. That way we're not guessing, you know? That data goes back like 10 years, so we can kind of dig up the best ones and then go based off he has final say, or you guys have final say on what you're actually listed for. Because sometimes they pull those recommendations just for your industry, but then as you're going through the client interview, you're like, wait, I don't do that, you know? So that's why I say to collaborate and make sure that you're listed properly, and the calls that come through are going to be qualified, not wasting your time.
Definitely.
Okay. So I got the business profile set up. I scheduled the client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. Website. Hold on. Did I get the domain from you, Christine?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's the domain name?
Marvoy.com.
Okay. Yeah, because the website spot is blank. So I'm just going to hyperlink this site to it. And so everything you guys do to it, it's going to automatically update on his Google business profile. And then if you ever, like, decide to part ways with the host, or maybe you don't like the site and you want it redone, I've left the my site, a website design, on the table for you guys. So just for food for thought, have that in your back pocket. If there's ever an issue with the site, you just give us a call, and we'll get it up and running for you, and we'll customize it how you want it to look, and we'll also provide hosting.
Okay, awesome.
Save you some money there, too, if you decide you want to change it up.
Right.
Okay.
Good to know. Yep.
I like that. All right, perfect. Done, done, done. Everything's looking good. Okay, pin's going to be sent out. All right, and then I am going to send the verification form. Christine and Jen, I think you guys can help him with this. The Google verification form, they're going to ask for, like, any license or insurance that he has. There's a couple of different things. Here, I'll send it to you right now.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. Where is it? Oh, I'm in the wrong
place. Yeah, because that's to do with paperwork. Christine needs to get it, John.
I gotcha. I gotcha. That's why I told her. I'm kind of picking up on how you operate.
I live in the field.
Yeah, I hear you. That's where we're best, you know. I just happen to be one of those ones that can do a little bit of both.
When you called me, I was actually out in a recycling center, and so there were some old steel drums around me, and I'm talking to you on the phone, driving this tractor around, bouncing off these steel drums. People were looking at me, but I didn't give a shit, you know.
That guy's crazy. You're looking like a madman. All right. Oh, there we go. So you should have that form there at the 922-0835 number.
What number?
I also emailed it to you, too. The 922-0835?
No, zero.
Zero. That's the one we're on. Yeah, that's the one we're on.
Yeah.
It should be there. So it'll say, like, Mark, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. and it says, please reply to the email we just sent or fill out the form here. And it'll have like a link that you can click
okay.
on. You see that, Christine?
Yeah.
If I forward okay. that email to her, will that link still be clickable for her?
Yeah, absolutely. I could CC her on it too. So I'll send it over to her email.
Yeah.
But the text message form is the easiest way because there's, as you scroll down through it, you'll see like it says upload photo. And so you don't really want to be on a PC for that one. If you just click on it, then you can use the camera on the phone and you can just take pictures of his paperwork and send it in. Makes it easy.
Okay.
Yeah, super simple.
What about my Google profile pic?
Yeah. Send it in. Send it in. If you want to use a logo or if you want to use a picture or if you have a picture already that you want, send it in. I could also provide the here. It'd probably be better to instead of sending it on that form, send it to this email address. That way, if it comes across, if it's like a professional photo, I don't want it to get all like pixelated or something.
All
right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, I'll resend this email over to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. No problem. All right. So I got you guys all set up. Last thing I got to do is secure that first month's payment, and then I'll send over the service agreement for you to sign off on. How did you want to secure that first month's payment of the $299?
Using a card.
Okay. Okay. So this is under your name, Mark, or Christine?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. So it says Mark Orlando. Does it say Marvoy LLC on it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, 12200 Cannon Lane, Fort Myers, Florida, 33912.
Yep, that's it. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's 5474.
5474.
1519.
1519.
3074.
3074.
9467.
9467. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 11/27.
11/27, and three-digit code on the back.
929.
Okay, thank you, Christine. I'm going to send you an outline of the service agreement right now, so hang on the line with me, okay? You're going to have a text come
okay.
through.
Okay.
All right. Save. Oh, hold on. I got to adjust the pricing structure for this platinum bundle first before I run it.
Okay.
Okay. And so this form will be good. It's just going to have like all the products and features outlined in black and white. So it'll have everything in that platinum bundle. It's going to have like the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy. The cancellation policy is pretty simple. So you can cancel at any time. We don't give you guys any fuss. Like we're not going to put your business up there if you don't want to be up there, you know, so there's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue the service, just let us know before the next billing is due. So the next billing
okay.
is due on the 27th each month, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but you guys are going to love this. I'm happy you guys decided to give it a shot. I've worked with so many people who have gone through the mess. Like, if you, take some time maybe after the call and just kind of look up the FTC versus the Home Advisor by Angie's guys, you'll be so happy that you're, like, giving this a shot and getting yourself away from it.
Right.
Yeah. Not that they're horrible. You know, obviously, if they send a lead to four
no,
people, somebody's got
to
win.
To pay per lead.
Yeah.
It is expensive to pay per lead.
Definitely. Definitely. You know? And it's like, if they're sending it to four people, okay, somebody's winning. So there's probably a couple of guys out there that are going, okay, you know, I do great with it. But then most of the time, though, 75% of the time, you're just paying a lead fee for nothing. So, you know, your dad would be in a position where he's going to pay for, you know, three or four leads, really, before each job. And that could still make money that, you know, if the jobs are bigger. But, you know, you don't want to do that. That's going to eat up a lot of the profit throughout the year that you guys could be using on other things.
Right, right.
So,
okay,
there you go.
Yeah, I just got it.
Perfect. So that has the full agreement in writing. So we got to have you sign off on that and then fill out the verification form as much as you can. Christine, if you feel like you're missing something on that verification form, don't panic, okay? It tells you right at the bottom. Fill it out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, we'll three-way call you with the Google representative on the line and we'll verify you over the phone.
Okay.
okay? But try to send it in as much as you can, okay? And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you guys. So if you feel like you're missing anything or you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to make changes to your profile, feel free to call in at any time. I've added you to the account as a manager, so you have full access to everything. Except for cancellation. The cancellation, if you were going to do that, we got to have Mark on the line just to confirm, okay? Or any adjustments that have to do with, like, billing. So if you're going to add any features or anything like that, it's no disrespect to you. I just want to let you know ahead of time. We just have to have him on the line when anything has to do with money because of the card, okay?
No worries. Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So Mark, Christine, Jen, thank you guys for signing up. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for the client interview.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, John. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am looking forward to working with you. Thank you for your service, bud. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. You too. Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.